Hi, this is Matt with the Intergalactic Herald. Welcome to my Star Atlas Week in Review podcast. This is podcast number 57. All articles or videos mentioned here can be found on my website at intergalacticherald.com. Please look for news recap number 106. So just a quick intro of topics to go over. One is the latest AFIA newsletter. It had some great information on the roadmap and some other topics. Talk briefly about the Star Atlas roadmap. Talk briefly about the SAGE star-based announcement. And then a couple things that I just did personally. One, I did some kind of research into the competition, i.e. Star Citizen and EVE Online. And then just a couple updates on my kind of revised gaming plans. So before we get into that, just a couple quick announcements. One, again, I'm always looking for people to be podcast guests. So whether that's a community member, definitely looking for other content creators, Star Atlas build program IP members, and of course anybody on the Star Atlas team, I'd love to chat. Anyways, it could be either an interview or we could just review the week in Star Atlas news too. I do have two of my own additional Star Atlas projects. One is a merch store, so that's called Intergalactic Gear, intergalacticgear.com. Currently right now I'm looking for people to fill out my merch surveys, give me some ideas. Hopefully we'll getting closer to launching, actually a lot closer. And then the second one is my, what I'm calling a non-guild guild, or now to use the new term, the DAC, Distributed Autonomous Corporations. Anyways, it's the Intergalactic Coalition. This is an idea for people that don't want to join Star Atlas guilds, but nevertheless want to kind of hang out and chat, and then maybe future things once there's actual collaborative gameplay. So if you go to intergalacticcoalition.com, there is a interest survey if you're interested in maybe joining that group. It is going to be a paid community, partly to offset the cost of the software I want to use. But anyways, you can go to Intergalactic Coalition and check that out. So let's get into the bulk of this podcast, which is the different context segments. So the first one, really, again, always appreciate the AFIA newsletter, which I'm pretty sure is work of Funcracker. And again, comes out weekly, so it's a lot of great information. He also, I think, does a great job taking information that does come out in the Foundation Room, getting approval to share that with the larger Star Atlas community. So I really appreciate the effort he puts into that. And, of course, the consistency in putting it out once a week. So in his newsletter, he did mention some of the kind of behind-the-scenes things, why the roadmap was taking so long. Again, I think it was announced at the first of the year. Apparently, they were trying to get more information about Sage 3D into it, and I think there was one object in the roadmap that was classified. So unfortunately, the team did not feel ready to share that, and so they decided just go ahead and release the roadmap without some of the Sage 3D things. So that was kind of interesting to know that was really the team seemed like they were trying to be, what do you call it, get everything into the roadmap. So I think that's great, and we'll see if how that goes going forward. So the other thing that was noted was the Surge game mode, which is one part of the showroom, which is the UE5, was unable to happen last weekend, and they were still waiting to determine the next one. Now, I wrote my reminder earlier in the week, because that's when the AFIA newsletter comes out, but I'm pretty sure that rescheduling of that Surge game mode should have actually occurred today, Saturday, while I'm recording this. So we'll see if that actually came true, or came to fruition. I haven't checked the Discord yet. And again, I had chores to do today, so I couldn't play. The other really cool thing that Funcracker kind of pulled out, and I kind of saw some of this in the Foundation Room, but of course we can't talk on it, but he got approval to talk about, was some issues related to Star Atlas and the whole concept of lending. So again, I think this term is used when the idea that somebody who owns a ship can securely and safely lend it out to someone else who then can use that asset, play it, and then there's some sort of agreement on how the proceeds are handled or something. So what the AFIA newsletter had was that the team is not working on it, but they are aware of a third party who's working on it, but then apparently it does need to be quote unquote official, otherwise people probably wouldn't trust it if, again, it's not part of the team. But there was a big caveat, of course, nothing may be developed, nothing may be released. So in some senses, yes, something's occurring about lending, but nothing's occurring about lending. So I guess it was a confirmation of a non-confirmation, but nevertheless, it was still great to get some kind of official updates on that could be shared with the full community. Because again, from my perspective, I keep hearing a lot about this, and a lot of people say, hey, you know, we need lending or scholarships or different terms. So Anyway, so again, great newsletter. If you haven't subscribed, definitely encourage you to. If you go to my link on my website, intergalactichero.com, click on their link. They have a pop-up on the website when you read any of their newsletters to sign up with your email address. So highly encourage that. Okay, so moving on to the next topic, which was the roadmap. Again, it was released late the Friday before. I was actually thinking more concrete creators would actually build content around it because there's a lot there. But Metaverse Nomads, I guess, did talk about it on their weekly Sunday live stream. Metaverse Explorer did put out a review or kind of going through it. So I guess there was some. And maybe, again, people are busy. Again, it is sort of a time of the year with Easter and some spring breaks and things like that. So maybe some people were busy. But again, I was kind of like, there was a lot there. And maybe that was part of it. There is a lot there and pretty straightforward to read. So maybe it doesn't go really cool for content creation or not. Any of that. So again, kind of talked about it myself on my first impressions and not much has changed because, again, unfortunately, once it's out there, it's like, yeah, great, okay, and doesn't really move anything. Which leads me to the next one, which is, I think, part of the taking away some of the bluster from the roadmap, is that the Sage Starbased version was actually officially announced. So as of this taping, it's still slated to come out April 2nd. So that's great. And of course, it was something they've been saying and apparently even, I think, kind of hit the dates that were roughly told at the community week. So one good thing about this is it is, to me, showing the steady progression of rolling out products. So that's good. And again, we'll see, and I'll get into a little bit in a second on some of the gameplay things. I guess my biggest concern is that Solana seems to be incredibly, again, I don't think the word's unstable, right? Where it's just busy. But hopefully the team knows this. So if there's talk of putting any improvements or whatever to be more resilient for the Solana blockchain network, you would assume that this star-based version would have it. Originally, we were told that the faction fleet was going to be retired upon this release, but apparently that's been delayed. And just started listening to the Atlas Brew before recording this, and they did mention that the econ team has some concerns about taking the faction fleet completely away and Starbase having issues on Solana. So I think, again, they're probably hedging their bets, so we'll see. But there was going to be some reduction in admissions from faction fleet. So now this is just me wild speculation. I mean, is it really going away right away? I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. And it doesn't really matter in the end. I think these are, what do you call it, circumstances beyond control, i.e. the one of the foundational technologies isn't where the team, Starhouse team, wants it. And so they're kind of don't want the community who's been kind of in faction fleet. And as we've been seeing with people trying to take all their assets out of the current Sage Labs, again, best thing to do to avoid too much community frustration and revolt is just don't take away everything until there. So I think some coexistence with all this stuff kind of makes sense. So again, it's launching on April 2nd. If you haven't figured out already, I'm a kind of wait and see guy, not to mention it's the middle of the week. So it just doesn't fit my schedule. And I'll be completely honest, the idea of anything not working flawlessly just isn't worth my time and effort, because I'm going back to, again, what I said on a previous one, that the CEO, Mike Wagner, kind of really emphasized that, again, this is, pre-release, pre-alpha stuff. So it's like, okay, cool. You know, I mean, so this is it. I'm not going to be surprised there's bugs, not going to be surprised there might be issues with Solana. If, again, we know this is just the first attempt, what's the rush? So, but again, I'm still happy it's coming. It's showing the steady progress of the product rollout. And so I want to, you know, tell it that the team's doing good on that. So just real briefly, I'm sure there'll be lots of great content I can link to about gameplay, but kind of combining a few different things I read. And Metaverse Explorer did a great review of the Medium article that came out. Oh, and there is a Medium article for the Starbased. Again, you can go to intergalactichero.com, look for the news recap number 106, and there'll be a link to the Star Atlas Medium article, which is sort of, again, the announcement. So then the big topics taking away is that this game is more about upgrading and upkeep of the star bases. So that'll provide, those are the goals, to upgrade them, and the upgraded star bases give you more crafting. So it's kind of a win-win to build up, but the star bases need upkeeping. And so this is where I think the traditional R4s come into play. But there's two new aspects, which again have all been mentioned in the Sage game manual previously, but this is going to be their implementation. One is that you'll do things and that'll get you, well, sorry, I might be goofing up here. Anyways, there's loyalty points You'll earn them. Again, I forgot how you're earning them. Sorry. But anyways, that's the way you'll get Atlas, and you'll kind of get a redemption every 24 hours, depending upon different parameters. Again, all that stuff will come out in detail, I'm sure, once it's released. And then additionally, there'll be these experience points, but those will be kind of earned in the background. And this is, again, kind of the progression thing. So definitely some progression coming and some permanency of things. So again, looking forward to just understanding more about that once it's been released. So last two topics that are sort of just things I got interested in. Partly, I don't know where the idea popped in my mind, but I was like, hey, I keep hearing about Star Citizen. I keep hearing about EVE Online. I don't really know much about them. So I wanted to do some research, but I admit it wasn't much more than Wikipedia. So, but what was really interesting on We Star Citizen, one, definitely was crowdfunded. And I had heard that before, that it was a Kickstarter, but I didn't realize the amount of ongoing investment. Now, I'm not sure if that's investment or just people buying assets, i.e. ships. So, but it was, again, whatever the Wikipedia article said, but it was a lot of money. But again, it's also been around for at least over a decade. What was interesting in the Wikipedia article is a lot of talk about different delays and things like that. And again, these are now where I'm starting to see parallels between Star Citizen and Star House. Again, that's not to compare. It's more of just like, hey, video game development is hard, especially crowdfunded one where you don't have the upfront investment. And you can, as was mentioned by, Danny. Yes, the chief product officer, one of the co-founders, said that, yeah, I mean, they took a very deliberate attempt to build this in public as opposed to building it in hidden with a whole bunch of money. So totally different things. So in that sense, again, Star Citizen, Star Alice, somewhere. Star Citizen has modules, and I was like, oh yeah, I've heard about this before. So it sounds like too, they had Star Citizen had outsourced different things at the time. But one thing that seemed totally different, and again, I don't know enough about the founder of Star Citizen, but they decided to build their own 3D technology as opposed to using something off the shelf. Now, was Unreal Engine available 10 years ago or something? Yeah, again, I didn't get into all the details. But again, I think using some existing tech makes a lot of sense. And then the final thing that it kind of came up was, again, this concept of ownership and trading of assets, which was, it sounds like from the Wikipedia article, not encouraged, but not prohibited. And again, we know with the NFTs and blockchain, that's a primary differentiator with Star Atlas. So again, it's kind of interesting to read and just see a little more. And then the second one was EVE Online. And I truly did not realize that had been around since 2003. I mean, over 20 years. Just totally shocked. Maybe it's just I'm really old, but I didn't think it was around for that long. They too had a single universe, which I thought was kind of interesting because that was one of the selling points about the metagravity. I'm like, well, they said they have a single universe and they're all in one. I did read later there's like a special China server and then there's maybe a Japanese server. I don't know. So maybe it's not true metaverse, but again, same kind of concept. They too had security zones, but again, it sounds like their implementation is different. Again, you can have modules. What was interesting is the progression is through training, but I didn't understand if you're actually doing something or just you have to wait, you know, a certain amount of real life time. And then the last thing was really interesting, and I think this is where EVE Online kind of makes it into the kind of mainstream, is there's battles that have massive implications to losing ships and stuff. So again, it sounds like there's destruction, kind of like the high-risk zone, but also like espionage where somebody sneaks around for a year and then, I don't know, they said assassinated a person in the game, but not really, but blew up a ship. Anyways, it was like, whoa. I mean, so it got me thinking that, yeah, a lot of people have been talking this in the Star Atlas metaverse. And yeah, I mean, obviously, if it's interesting in one game, it's going to be interesting in others. So basically, the summary of all this was a lot of parallels. Again, they're both sci-fi, so that's the number one. But also feels like, and I'm not saying that this is a bad thing, because I think truly coming up with something completely new out of thin air is not the normal. Most people iterate. I do it all the time in my business. I have no problems with that. But it's also the idea of, you know, quote unquote, build a better mousetrap. Still, mousetrap's just better. So, you know, taking some of the things they liked and from, I assume, from previous games and what they would like to do different seems to be where Star Atlas is. And I mean, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not stealing intellectual property or ideas. Ideas are just that. So anyways, it was kind of cool just to do a little look into it. The biggest takeaway I had based on both those dates, I've always been told the barrier to entry to EVE Online is big. And again, it's been around for 20 years. Yeah, I mean, it's not for newbies. Of course, Star Citizen gets a rap that it doesn't actually exist. Again, I'm not I don't know enough to even comment on that, but it does feel like, you know, being able to get into Star Atlas early, assuming the team's around for the 10 or 20 years that the other two, does give you a leg up just to understand things. But it's like everything. Early adopters obviously have advantages, not just for success, but also just knowledge. You've been around it longer. So anyway, so again, it was just some random research, reading a couple of Wikipedia articles. So, and then the final thing, this is actually a couple of weeks ago that I kind of had this idea. I was kind of thinking about how I wanted to update my gaming plans, and I don't know what the trigger, and maybe it was just that, you know, my crypto balances are up a little bit, and so I was just thinking what to buy, and maybe somebody had posted, hey, I'm looking to buy this ship, and I kind of tweeted back that, yeah, I'm kind of waiting to see what the new ships are, because again, there's supposedly 100 plus new ships coming, so again, just trading the existing ones, well, then I've spent money, and maybe there's, I don't know, like a transport ship. I really don't have, I mean, most of the ships that I have are fighters or racers, so it would be nice to have some of the other types, again, depending upon what kind of gameplay I ultimately get into. But one thing I did dawn on me that I thought may be an opportunity was the structures. So I can't remember why I looked, but I went back to the poster sales and tried to figure out what the rewards were for that. And interestingly, at least in the, you know, level that you could actually afford to get into, again, some of the prices are like, this doesn't seem that crazy, but again, I just never heard about the poster, so it wasn't even an option, were that they got some of the structure. So claim stakes were given out, and we now know how those, but what was also given out was the, oh man, I'm going to forget it, space station, mining drill, and power plant, I think. Don't quote me on that, but they were given out in different either volumes or levels for the first, cheapest posters, basically. So I had invested in some claim stakes, bought them when they came out because that they produced are for free. So I didn't have to buy it on the marketplace, and especially after they took away from marketplace, it made a lot of sense. So again, with this idea of buy something and then it gives you something back, that's kind of makes sense to me on a purchasing strategy. So I went ahead and doubled up, or I guess tripled up on some of the things I had, like a single space station, a couple mining drills, but I decided to go ahead and get a complete set of all four components. I already had my claim stakes, so I bought enough space stations, mining drills or whatever they are, and power plants to give three complete sets of those four objects. So I'm making an assumption that if those things were given out as assets from the posters, they will for sure have future utility. So that's just something I was going to do. Yeah, anyway, so that was that. And then the final thing, and I kind of already alluded to about purchasing new ships, I think my long-term strategy is going to be wanting to kind of have a more diversified fleet. So, and again, I don't know what that means, but I think just having more than one thing. So not all fighters, not all things. And again, those gameplay stars are fine. You might want to just be a fighter, or again, you're just a racer. That's fine. I'm again thinking more of building a fleet or something to give me flexibility going forward. Again, to what? I don't know, but sounded good. And again, prices are reasonable now and may not be in the future. So anyways, that's just the final thing. So I just want to wrap everything up. Thanks for listening to me. Again, if you're interested in being a guest, please go to intergalacticherald.com, find the contact page to send me a message that way. If you're interested in helping me with my merch store for Star Atlas, please go to intergalacticgear.com, fill out the merch survey. If you would like to hang out someday with a bunch of other Star Atlas gamers who aren't into joining a guild, please go to intergalacticcoalition.com and fill out that interest survey. And that's pretty much it for the week in review. Thanks for listening, and have a great week ahead.